Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Alive's message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. Have any questions about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. If you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for those of you listening at this 7:01 hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. And we thank God for you all. This is Blog Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. Once again, this is Brother Nate. And those of you that follow us on Monday know that, hey, what this means, the angel messenger speaks today. And this is our brother, Brother Eddie Lee, and the sisters will head this off. And so as we await for them to come on, we thank God for those of you who are listening far and near. May the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Truly indeed, it is a blessing to be able to deliver the message of the word to you guys today, to all you that's listening. Truly indeed, I thank the Lord for the time as this. And I thank the Lord for what he's doing, because he's doing incredible things in the earth among his people. He's showing his hand and his power for the glory of the true and living God. So we thank God for that. Amen. And once again, for this opportunity to deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ to those of you that are listening today. So praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. He is worthy to be praised, and he is worthy to be glorified. Praise the name of our God. Amen. And I want to encourage you all to continue to strive to get closer to the Lord, for we are living in an hour and time where that you're going to have to know the Lord for yourself. Amen. Glory be to God. So, you know, hey, establish that relationship, people. Establish that relationship with Almighty God. Establish that relationship with him. Because it's going to come down to you knowing him and believing in him. That's going to help you come through in this day and time. Amen. Glory be to God. So, hey, establish that relationship with him. Very important. Very important that you do this, people. Because I can just sense and seeing the way things are going that, you know, we're going to have to prepare as Christians. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, our sister, Spirit of the living God. We need a ocean. Glory. Hallelujah. We're going to have to prepare, people. Amen. God bless you, brother.
God bless you and all the brethren who are listening and hearing in every place, and all the saints in every sphere, the saints of the Most High God. Thank God for our Lord Jesus. He's giving us this day. And we will rejoice, be glad in it, for the divine privilege to enter to the heavens and the throne of God. So it's a blessed opportunity we have today as we join together, brother. Be grateful. Amen. And thankful. We have to be very thankful during these days. There's much sorrow and grief in the earth, but the saints of God are to rejoice and be glad for the marvelous things the Lord has done and is going to do and is getting ready to do, and the mighty things he's getting ready to do. He's shaking nations, and nations are crumbling. But he's shaking the saints, and they're coming nigh unto him. And they're getting loose from everything that bind and hinder. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Thank God for our families who are still with us today. Let us be grateful to preserve power of the Lord Jesus, and look around and see our family members still with us, a gift from God. And as we lost one of our brethren, Donald Thompson, this past week, going into the gates, they wanted to say paradise. But I don't get upset, long as he's with the Lord Jesus, whether it's paradise or heaven or whatever you want to call it. Because paradise is right in the midst of heaven, you know. So semantics, you know. Whoever's going to paradise, whoever's going to heaven. Well, heaven is where we are all aspire to go. Paradise is the place where the righteous die and go until the resurrection. So we are grateful today. The Lord has preserved us safely and sound again. The evil is great in the earth. And so the Lord has watched and preserved us, and no evil came nigh our dwelling. So let's be glad about it. Let's be seated. It didn't have to be, but we have a reason to praise the Lord. We have more than a reason to lift up and rejoice. So thank you, Jesus, Sister Stella. Yeah. maybe I should give you a new name, okay? Let's say Sister Jelly, whatever. Maybe I can. I have no problem. I have a habit of giving people new names, you know. I do that a lot of times. Okay, let me give you my name. Yeah. We're glad that you're still here on this top side of the earth.
Amen.
We greet and thankful for our servant, our man of God, our brother, Nate Daniel Hunt, our moderator, who's carrying on gracefully. He's moving. And he's keep moving. No matter what the devil do, he just keep moving forward. And that's grateful for his faith and his dedication, commitment. Because, you know, people are giving up now in many areas. They're just giving up. The devil is wearing them out and wearing them down. This is the day the devil try to wear you out and try to wear you down. Yeah, that's his job. But I can't blame the devil. That's his job. That's his job. That's his job. Mm-hmm. And so he's gonna get paid. So he's working for his payday in the lake of fire. So he's got to keep working, you know. And God's going to give him a good payday in the lake of fire. So let us work for the cause of Christ and the kingdom. Let us move forward and look for great and mighty things yet to happen. You know, I was just thinking a few minutes ago why the Lord, does God gives us faith. Why is faith the first cornerstone of the gospel? And the first principle of the gospel of Christ is faith. Mm-hmm. And the second principle is really is about our relationship and our fellowship and our authority with that relationship. So I just, you know, the Bible makes an issue, Earl, that every cornerstone of what God does is through faith and by faith. So faith is a cornerstone of all of our victory and our deliverance. Faith in him, faith in his word, faith in his promise, faith in his power to bring about his promise. And so the anointing of God comes through our faith and commitment, the anointing of God. So this is the time of the great anointing of God coming. And the greater, we have an angel has been coming for over 60 years lately, and he brings a great light and a great anointing. And that anointing is to counteract what Satan is doing in the earth. So let's press in, saints, to that great anointing, that greater power. So we can kick the devil to the curb, and after we kick him to the curb, we can crush him on our feet. And say, devil, get out of my home, get out of my children, get out of my body, get out of my finance, get out, devil, get out.
Stop.
Get on out. We command you to get out. You have no right to be affecting my body. My body belongs to Jesus Christ. My body is a temple of it. You have no business trespassing on my body, devil. And I'm putting everything under the blood of Jesus, so I have a legal right to tell you to get out and get going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You've got no business, devil, messing with my money and my finance.
Amen.
You have no business in my business, devil. But I have permission from God to get in your business, devil. I have a legal right from the Holy Ghost to get into your business and put you out of business. Our job is put him out of business. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And our job is to pursue, to overtake, and possess. When King David was running for his life, for over 7, 8 years, he was running from the enemy, and his own king, Saul, pursuing him, and he's running and hiding and running. But he had, six 600 men that was with him, and out of the thousands and thousands of people that was pursuing him, he had 600 men who were anointed and covenant. They were the army of the special anointing. Those men were anointed for war. If you read Chronicles, when David talks about that in 1 Chronicles 11 chapter, about there, God gave him special men who were anointed, special to be warriors.
Amen.
They were called with special places and special warlike ferocious battle.
Amen.
And they could, one of them could slay 100. One of them could slay 300. And they were anointed. They were anointed mightily. For victory. To win the victory. And this is the same picture today, that there are special people with special faith who are given special anointing to anoint it, to overcome and crush Satan. And crush his gates.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, the enemy, the Christians, the born-again saints, are supposed to have a wall, build a wall. And no enemy is supposed to pierce that wall. We are supposed to have a wall that cannot be pierced. Jesus said that the gates of hell shall not prevail. And because the believers are standing by in a foundation and a wall that no devil, no demon, no curse is supposed to be overcome. Because greater is he, because we have the great one has given us a wall of defense and deliverance, and we have to stand on that in agreement that our Lord has given us a wall of defense and deliverance that no enemies, no devil, no demon, no witch, no warlock, no storm, no earthquake, no wind, because we stand in the right hand of his power.
Amen.
And he preserves us, and he promises us the victory. Know what the scripture says. Know what the scriptures promise, that no weapon formed against us. We have to know. No weapon of the devil, demon, witch, warlock, man, or might, sickness, disease, oppression. No weapon form the exercise
Amen.
Listen, we are made for victory, not for defeat.
Amen.
God created us for victory, not for defeat.
Amen.
He created us to be having dominion and power and to reign. But the Satan, through sin, through iniquity, has taken authority in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
We got to take it back. We got to take it
Amen.
Down. We got to take him down
Amen.
And take him out. We got to take
Amen.
Him down and take him out. As
Amen.
The children of God, we got to take him down and we got to take him out.
Yeah.
Amen.
I like Muhammad Ali, the boxer, because he always would open his mouth and declare, you're going down in five, you're going down in six, you're going
yeah.
down. He would make a declaration.
Amen.
This is what we got to do. We got to make a holy declaration.
Amen.
Just like Muhammad Ali, he would open his mouth and with,
Amen.
A, with faith, and he would say, you're going down in five.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all remember Muhammad Ali.
Amen.
Say, he would declare. He would make a declaration.
Uh-huh.
I said he will make a declaration. You're going.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to knock you down in three. I'm going to get you out of here, folks. I like Muhammad Ali. I wish he had come to Christ. I wish he had came to Jesus. He would have been a worldwide evangelist for Jesus. If Jesus had got hold to him. My God, what great things he could have done for Christ. He had, hallelujah, he had the winning, what do you call it, the winning complex. He didn't go in the ring to lose. He went in the ring to win. And most times he won.
Amen.
I said most times he won.
Amen.
And he was in class. You never see the power of your mouth, the power that come out of your mouth, the power of defeat or victory in your mouth. Do you know that a victory
Amen.
In your mouth?
Amen.
Yes, it is. That's why God,
Amen.
At the beginning of Genesis, he said, let there be. Let there be.
Amen.
And it was. And he
Amen.
Spoke and said, let there be. And it was. And it is.
Amen.
So we have
Amen.
To copy God. We have to copy Jesus. We have to copy
Amen.
Him. We are his image and likeness. We have to copy it because we are his sons and daughters. Now,
Amen.
I was thinking. There's always going to be walls of Jericho. But you know, the wall of Jericho was so thick and so mighty that no one could penetrate the people of Jericho who had a wall that was so thick and so powerful that they built houses on the walls. That's how thick they were.
Amen.
And no one... And no nation had yet could overcome the walls of Jericho and speak till Israel came.
Amen.
And the walls
Amen.
Stood in their way. And there's going to be walls that in your way, on your way to victory. And some people are going to turn back because they're going to say the walls are too thick.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to say the giants are too big. Or the mountain is too high. Or the valley is too terrible. But then there's another people who have a special anointing of faith and commitment says, there is no wall too thick. There is no mountain too high. There is no people too great. He's no
Amen.
People greater than my God. No people
Amen.
Greater than my God. No
Amen.
People, no resistance to the Lamb of God. So we
Amen.
Have to take that kind of faith. We have to take that
Amen.
Kind of faith. And we have to open our mouth daily, no matter what, and declare and decree.
Amen.
Man. Yeah.
If people can do it in the natural, surely we can do it in the spiritual.
Amen.
Yeah.
You see people when they're on their road to accomplish something, they have to declare something and speak
Amen.
Something.
Amen.
And the hill may be hard, but I remember the Wright brother who wanted to fly. No one had flown before. The Wright brother. Nobody had flown. Only the birds were flying. But the Wright said, we humans going to fly like the birds. And they began to think and began to speak and get it work to bring in that to pass. First, they had to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they begin to declare it. and proclaim it. Then they begin to move forward to bring it about. And everybody in the world, almost all the people thought they were crazy.
Yeah.
And at that time, in the 1900s, it seemed like they were nutty. No, because they were saying man can't fly, man ain't meant to fly, only the birds for to fly. And the Wright brothers said, no, we're going to fly. We're going to fly.
Yeah.
If I had been living in the day, I probably thought they were nutty too, you know. But the impossible.
Amen.
You got to look beyond the natural and see the impossible with God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The Church of Christ will arise.
Amen.
The Church
That's
of Christ
right.
with Elijah will arise. On that
yes.
Amen.
The Church of Christ may seem to be down, but it's going to rise. And
Amen.
It's going to rise.
Amen.
It's going
Amen.
To rise.
Amen.
God has proclaimed that this is his
Amen.
Church and his word.
Thank
and
you,
no
Jesus.
Devil is
Jesus.
Going to destroy it. He has
yes,
said
Lord,
in
Thank
the word
Lord.
Of the Lord, in message 34
yes.
and 68,
yes,
the Church
Lord.
Of Christ shall never again be destroyed.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Has proclaimed that.
Amen.
I don't care what's happening, what it look like.
Amen.
I don't care what the devil wants to think. The Lord
Amen.
Has proclaimed that the Church of Christ
Amen.
Will never again. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
It's going to go
right.
on to be this prepared
right.
bride of Christ. It's going to move forward.
Amen.
I don't care if it's just two
Amen.
Or three. It will
Amen.
Never again. I don't care whether it's
right.
four or five. It's never going to
uh-huh.
be again. I don't care how many people seem to give up and turn around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be destroyed,
Amen.
Devil. So you just get
Amen.
That out of your mind, devil.
Amen.
The Lord
Amen.
Is spoken by his angel. Message. You might, devil, you
Amen.
Might as well go sit down because it ain't going to work.
Amen.
And we are here to declare to you. We four
yes.
people this day are three.
Thank
we are
yes.
declaring to you that the word of God shall
yes.
not fail. He has
yes.
said
Lord.
The Church of Christ shall
yes.
overcome
yes.
every obstacle,
Thank
every devil in the world. It's
mounted
yes, up on the wings of eagle,
Thank
and our victory
Jesus.
Is coming, and mighty
yes,
victory
Lord
is
Jesus.
Around the corner, and it's
yes,
moving
Lord
forward,
Jesus.
Devil.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Yes,
yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to remind you, when David was running for his life, he had 600 men with him. I think it was 600. And they were anointed.
Yes.
To protect
mm-hmm.
David and to fight
mm-hmm.
and to war and to win.
Amen. Amen.
They were anointed war, battles, and
yes.
to win. And they were anointed with special anointing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Special anointing.
Yes. Special anointing.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Every time the angel come to Brother James and Fetting, he brought a special anointing. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Because
Thank of, you,
oh,
Amen.
Yes, it did. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, yes, it did.
Yes.
And we are to receive that holy unction.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
The holy
Amen.
Unction, when he
Thank
laid his
you,
hand
Jesus.
On Fetting, he
yes,
brought a special anointing. Then he laid his hand on Brother Dre's later on, and he gave a special
Amen.
Unction. And then Brother Dre
Amen.
Was to impart that anointing and that unction to us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
so
you,
we
got
to claim, we
yes,
have to
Lord.
Claim what is ours. That anointing,
Amen.
That holy
Amen.
Unction belongs to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 86
Amen.
Message,
Amen.
The angel said, and he laid his hand on Brother Dre. And imparted
yes,
to him,
yes.
and we
yes,
are partakers
yes.
of that, partake of that impartation. That anointing
Amen.
That was on Dre is to come to
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Elijah
right.
had a special anointing like no
Amen.
Other prophet, the only two
Amen.
Prophets in the earth that had that overcoming anointing was Moses, Elijah, and Elisha. And they
Amen.
Were, their anointing was greater than all the prophets.
Amen.
We are living in the days
Amen.
Of Elijah, so our anointing
Amen.
Is supposed to be greater. Oh, yes,
Amen.
It is. Oh, yes, it's supposed to be. Yes, it was better than it's supposed to be. And let's look at this. We are declaring war against the devil and his kingdom now.
Amen.
And we are interceding to prevail and do war to attack the enemy. We have a commission.
Amen.
Yes.
We have a heavenly commission to do so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Even though we have failed to do it in many areas,
mm-hmm.
but even the Bible says, whatsoever we bind on earth, Matthew 18,
amen.
Whatsoever we bind on earth,
mm-hmm.
whatsoever we bind on earth,
whatsoever we bind, amen.
Now, Jesus, remember what Jesus said, you have to activate it because I give you authority to represent me. So whatsoever you bind on earth,
amen.
As sons of God and heirs of John, as joint heirs with Christ, as the Redeemer of the Lord, whatsoever you bind on earth,
amen.
If you don't bind, then I won't bind.
That's right. That's so true.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Said, if
amen.
You don't lose, then I won't lose.
That's right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Jesus said in Mark 16, these signs are given to the believers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Cast out devils.
Mm-hmm.
Cast out demons.
Thank
cast
you,
out
Jesus.
Evil spirits.
Thank you,
said,
Jesus.
Whatever you bind and cast out, I'll do it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes,
whatever
Lord.
You lay your hand on the sick, I'll do the recovery.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It said, even I'll give you a heavenly prayer language. I'll give you a heavenly prayer language.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
you know, God can give His church a heavenly prayer language.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Everything that He did is for our blessing.
Amen.
I said, every one of the nine gifts of the Spirit is our blessing. And it's for the promotion of the kingdom of God and the lifting up and showing that Jesus is real.
Amen. Amen.
So the heavenly language and the earth language that they spoke on the day of Pentecost was for a divine purpose.
Yes, Lord.
Everything
mm-hmm.
God gives is good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what nobody said, because it's you may get a bad car sometimes. You may get a bad bill and you get a bad job. But everything ain't bad. Everything ain't bad. Well, this is bad. This is bad. Well, before there can be a bad, there has to be a good. Remember that. Before there can be a bad, there has to be good. Before there can be darkness, before there can be darkness, it has to be light.
That's right.
There can be no error until there's truth come.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
There could be no devil before Jesus and God came.
Yeah.
Right.
They're opposite. The one has to come first in order to know what the opposite is. So here we are, the children of light. We were children of darkness, Ephesians 5, but now we are children of light.
Amen.
We were dead, now we're made alive in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus.
Now, David is an example to the modern New Testament saint, is a type and shadow, King David.
Mm-hmm.
When he was being pursued, I think in First Chronicles, and he was in a place called Ziklag.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were running, and these 600 men had been fighting battles and running and battling against the enemies that were pursuing them and David. And David had not yet been given to rule as king. Before he could be king, he had to be tried. You know, a lot of people want to be king, but in order to be promoted, you have to be tried first. I said, in order to be promoted, you have to be tried and tested.
Amen.
Said tried and tested. Tried and tested. Tried and tested.
Tried and tested. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We have to overcome the past. And I do incessantly. I have to overcome my past mistakes. I can't live there. I can't build no house there.
Amen.
A lot of times the devil wants us to live back in the past. The past mistakes, the past failures, the past weakness. He wants to keep our minds going back yesterday. Well, you know, you didn't do that. Well, you know, last year you didn't do that. You failed on this. Yeah, devil, that may be true, but I'm not going to be there no more. I'm not going to stay there no more. I'm not building no house there. I'm building on the future that Jesus restores. He restores. He forgives and he forgets.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus forgives and he forgets. Psalm 103, 102. He forgives and forgets.
Amen.
This is very important when you're going forth to attack the enemy.
Yeah.
Our mistakes and our failures repented of and turned from, they are no more.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
But notice the devil keep bringing them up.
Because
he wants you to keep looking back.
Yeah.
Amen.
So when you have a failure and a falling, the devil don't forgive you. Jesus forgives you.
That's right.
Now, keep in mind, the devil ain't going to never forgive you because he can't forgive his own self.
Amen. That's right.
So why do you think he wants you to be forgiven and go free? Because he's not going free. He can't be forgiven. His sin is unforgivable. So whenever you fail, the devil is going to keep reminding you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The devil will never tell you, God forgive you, forget about it.
Amen.
Because he wants you bound to the past to hinder your future.
Amen.
He wants you bound to the failures of the past so he can hinder your future. In God.
Amen.
So the first thing you have to learn is to forgive yourself.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Because Jesus is quick to forgive when you repent. Quick.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
But it's a hard time for we forgive ourselves.
Because
we keep saying, I shouldn't have made that mistake. Maybe so. That may be true. Well, I shouldn't have did that. Yeah, that may be true. But you can't build no house there.
Amen.
Don't build a house on past failures.
Amen.
That's
right.
That's what the devil wants you on, past failures. So I had to had a problem forgiving myself for my past failures. But Jesus makes all things new.
Amen.
You move from a failure. He makes new beginnings.
Amen.
Because he forgives and forgets.
Amen.
Now, people ain't going to forget, of course. It takes them about 20 years to forget, you know, something like that. That take people 20 years to forget what you did or something. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. We're humans, so we haven't got there yet, you know. So therefore, David is at Ziklag with his six army, and the enemy has spoiled him and snuck in there, took their wives while they were going away, and took their children, and they were in a terrible thing because their children and their children, their wives, the enemy had took their children, and they were weeping and crying, and they was blaming David. They had turned against David. And David, what did David do? David said he strengthened. He did what?
encourage himself.
He encouraged his own self in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We have to learn to encourage our own self in the Lord when nobody else
wants. Yes.
When nobody else won't encourage me, I encourage
mm-hmm.
myself
Amen.
In the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thanks, learn to encourage yourself in righteousness and forgiveness.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, David, king, he hadn't been king yet.
Mm-hmm.
He asked Jehovah, says, "What shall I do?"
Hmm.
Amen.
And pursue, overtake,
yeah. overtake
and recover
yeah.
all.
Mm-hmm.
Three things the Lord spoke to David in the midst of his chaos and situation.
Mm-hmm.
Pursue, overtake, and recover all.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we got to recover everything the devil has taken from us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Because
Amen.
This is a day of rest. What? Restoration.
Amen. Amen.
When we talk about restoration and restitution, the church stay right there on that basic thing, but they don't move any further. They say, well, we got the priesthood authority, we baptized. But it's much more than that. Say it's much
Amen.
More.
Uh-huh. Much,
much
more,
more
than
that.
Much more.
Much more. Yes. Yes. Jesus.
Much more.
Much more.
Much more than just being baptized. Much more than just being ordained. Much
mm-hmm.
more.
Much
more.
Much
more.
Much more. Much
yes.
more.
More.
David would give a command, pursue,
mm-hmm.
overtake,
mm-hmm.
and recover all. I
Amen.
Said
mm-hmm.
he was in a terrible condition. His men was about to turn against him. His
mm-hmm.
wives and children had been taken.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's how we have to take our children back from the devil.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We got to take our nation and our country and our family back
yes, Lord.
From the
yes,
devil.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take
yes,
it back.
Yes, Lord. Take it back.
Take
it back.
Back.
Remember.
Take it back.
Jesus.
What
Thank
does
you.
You wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Blood.
Our
right.
war is not against flesh and blood.
Amen.
The devil behind the flesh and blood.
Amen.
In the flesh and blood. That devil
Amen.
Over the flesh and blood. That's the one we got to deal with.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
And David got up and pursued the enemy. He didn't sit there and feel sorry for him and cried and moaned
mm-hmm.
and groaned. Oh, that's too bad. What is happening to me? Oh, I don't know why I'm having all this bad luck.
Amen.
Amen.
David encouraged his heart in the Lord, and he looked to Jesus. He looked to Jehovah and said, "What shall we do?"
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Overtake the enemy.
Amen.
Recover all. Oh.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get in a recovery mood to recover what
Amen.
The devil
that
taken from us and
Amen.
Not from us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So Jesus
Thank
says,
you.
Whatsoever ye bind in Matthew said, whatsoever ye bind or pursue to partake.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you,
Jesus. Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
we
you,
We have
Jesus.
To pursue the enemy
mm-hmm.
and crush him and take back
yes.
capture
yes,
all
Lord.
That he has captured from us.
Yes,
because
Lord Jesus.
The
Amen.
Day of restitution and restoration.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Is here now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Why do you think in Message, what, 90, was it 91? What was that? Elijah proved God to be real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Understand what he's saying. Now, this is the word from the throne, and the messenger and angel came and said, Elijah, the prophet Elijah, proved that Jehovah was real.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now, why? Listen, we had to obtain the Elijah anointing. That's what we have been taught to expect and to have. We've been taught about Elijah restoring the priesthood authority and the right to exist. But we haven't talked about the Elijah anointing.
Amen.
Yeah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Whatever you
Lord.
Find on earth.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever
thank
you bind up. This,
thank you, Jesus.
This is why a lot of people don't understand why I emphasize about the whole body, and the body is just not made of men, and the body in the kingdom of God is not made of men. It's women and men, and children young. It's male and female, and that God is the father to both. You don't have to intrude in somebody's office to be used of God. I don't have to intrude into the apostles. I don't have to intrude in the bishop. I can walk in the gifts and the walk of God. My leadership, I don't have to intrude in them to do the works of God. Well, you, no, if the rest of the body is asleep and doing nothing, that means half of the body is working.
Amen.
My tendons don't have to be over my head. They have to work together.
Yeah, amen.
My livers don't have to be over my head. Therefore, to work together.
Amen.
The head is where it's supposed to be, and it's supposed to operate in conjunction with the rest of the body. It ain't supposed to be the rest of the body, liver, kidney. Get out! You ain't no. You don't have no place. You got no place. Just sit there and be quiet. But the liver said, "I wasn't said made to sit here and be quiet."
Amen.
Kidney, I have a function.
Yeah.
We're going to operate together. The head is supposed to help me to operate. The head is supposed to direct me.
Amen.
Have you ever seen a head walking down the street by itself?
No.
I don't think so, unless you throw a delusion.
Amen.
Do you ever see a pair of feet walking down the street with no legs or nothing?
No.
The eyes jumped out of the head and said, the eyes said, I'm everything. So the eyes, you saw a bunch of eyes walking down the street? No, I don't think so.
Amen.
Working together.
Their proper place. We understand our proper role and place in God, and the leadership is supposed to help us to understand it and operate together instead of saying you have no part because you're a woman or you this color or you did.
Amen.
Jesus said whatsoever, and you believe it if you want to. It's not just talking about the authority of the priesthood. It's not just talking about that. This is why we don't understand. The Holy Spirit in the body of Christ has a special function for every part of the body. First Corinthians, to every part, every person, every son, every daughter. And we're supposed to utilize every part of the body.
Amen.
In its place.
Amen.
I need my toes. I don't care what the rest of the body says. I need my
toes. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets talking to the men or to the priesthood, you think the devil is going to say, well, she a woman, I'm not going to leave her alone. I'm just going to attack the men. The women don't have to have no authority, no power, because I'm going to leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
You think the devil is just going to attack the men? So, the men, they're the head. So, yeah, he's going to attack the head, but he's going to leave the women alone because they're women, because they don't have no part in the body of Christ. I'm going to leave them alone.
No.
Listen, that same devil is going to be on your case. So you got to have some authority to say no, devil. You got to have some power to say no, devil. I'm treading you down on the toes of my feet. I'm binding you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
See, I can't wait every year. I can't wait every year to run to a place who had authority to say, before I could get my healing and my deliverance, I had to wait a whole year.
You won't make it.
Amen.
Because that's not God's way.
No.
Amen.
It may be a way, but it's not his perfect way.
Mm-hmm.
When the message said come to understanding, the angels keep saying, let us come to understanding.
Yeah.
Right understanding.
Yes, Lord.
You put it together, if you fight in a battle, and you right there in the midst of it, the two of you to bind your faith together, women, and lay hands and cast the devil out, rebuke the devil, tread down the enemy, heal the sick, or whatever your faith said, raise the dead. Faith has no gender. Faith don't care about that gender. Faith just want to know, are you a servant of Christ? And I will work the will of God in your life. But without faith, if your faith can be great, your faith can be mighty, it has nothing to do with your gender.
Amen.
God said, anoint you with faith.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
We don't have to get beside ourselves.
Amen.
We can stay in our place and still operate in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
But
yes,
tradition
Lord.
Will bind you. Tradition will bind you. Traditions of men, thinking of man will bind you.
Amen.
The thinking of man will stop you.
Amen.
The tradition in the Church of Christ has hindered the operation of the Holy Spirit operating in some of the women or the less members of the body. It has stopped them.
Amen.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to be talking about it anyway, so I might as well say it anyway. See, I'm going to be talking about it in Downcast anyway, so I might as well tell it just like it is.
Amen.
If you can't take no criticism, no persecution, you might as well turn back and go get back.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen. If you think everybody's going to like you, you think everybody's going to like you,
you're
in the wrong business. You better go. You better sit back and call you think everybody's going to like you. John the Baptist got his head off. We think he got his head cut off for something or nothing.
Yes.
Very true.
All right. The 2 minutes we have left. Glad to hear you guys. Your family, your loved ones. I hope y'all had a good meal today. Those who were abstaining or whatever, I hope you was greeted your husband and wives and children with a hug and a kiss and glass and say hello to your neighbor and amen and thank the Lord that no bullet hit you, no heart attack, no stroke, no car didn't run over you. Your children got home safely, your grandchildren came safely, and your husband, whether he was grouchy or not, you still hugged him, say I love your husband. And,
amen.
Well, he's been maybe working hard. I had a bad day, so the women nowadays the women are the bread what do you call it, the breadwinner? A lot of the women are the breadwinner. I don't know. Things get strange over this year. But you gotta work together, beloved.
Amen. Don't you?
If you wanna win.
Amen.
If we want to win the victory.
Amen.
Now, these few minutes we have left.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
We're going to pray and release the holy unction upon Brother Nate, our brother Hart, that when he come on TV, they'll know the voice of the Lord is speaking to them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because we're planning on coming on TV. We ain't got no time to be messing around trying to wait, no catch up. We ain't got no time. Because nobody don't believe, or they scared,
yes,
or, yeah, you shouldn't do that. We ain't got no time for that stuff. We're through with that.
Yes, Lord.
The devil's trying to take over the whole world. Now, the devil is moving.
Yes,
you know what he said? You know what he said in the angel's message? We forget. That's the word of the Lord when the angel said in 86. He said the devil know his time is short.
Yes. Amen.
Do we know?
Amen.
How short it is. The devil knows his time is short.
Amen.
He will do all that he can.
Mm-hmm.
Go and read that tonight, verse 35 to 39. The devil, the messenger come and said, Satan is going to do all he can. And he tells him what he's going to do. Puff up.
Hinder, lay stumbling blocks for man to fall over, lift up in pride, discourage in hope, hinder the faith for many if you do not watch and pray.
That's what we're trying to do. Watch and pray. Discern the working of the devil. I can't get away from this. Keep bothering me. We are nearing the downfall of America. I know people don't want to hear that. They do not want to hear that. We sound the alarm. We're going to sound the alarm in all his holy mountains. What is the alarm? Blow the trumpet and sound the alarm. America is about, it's under attack and almost... And we don't really realize that. People don't realize that. They're talking about cars and money and houses and wealth. Well, what you going to do with that when the enemy take over America? If we don't rise up.
Rise up and do battle.
Yes, Lord.
If I would tell you about the things that are going on in the White House, you will have to throw me out of the street. You can't tell the whole truth. People will hate you if you tell the whole truth. They want to hear the pepper down, water down, lemonade truth. Blow the trumpet in Zion in all the holy mountains. Blow darkness. And darkness has come and filled the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are the people, the saints of the Most High, are the only one can stop this devil from taking over.
It is so true.
Saints, we got to love one another, forgive one another, and work together.
Yeah.
I said we got to love, forgive, embrace one another, and work together.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Build one another up.
Amen.
I don't care. Your sister's over in Africa, Sister Anika, whatever. Reach out.
Amen.
Brother Nate, when you give these messages, they're going around the world, but we believe in God that his word and his teaching and preaching and trials will go around the world, and that Kevin Bruce will come up, and then Emmanuel will come up, and James Asylum will come up, and some of Sister Anderson kids will come up, and Sister Stella and Helen, some of their children and cousins come up, and my God, and Sister my God, Mother, heal some of her sons and grandchildren, sister Anderson, and all will come up.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We come
thank you.
Amen. Thank
our inheritance.
You.
Our children are our inheritance.
Amen.
Amen.
Our
Amen.
Offspring.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, anyway,
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
we have
Lord.
To take time, as they say, love on one another. I mean, the same, you know, just, you know, wake up in the morning, get a shout on.
Well,
amen.
Don't wait for no feeling. Wait on faith. Get a shout on. I know they don't believe in shouting in the sudden truth. But I don't let that bother me no more. I try to help people bless me. If I got a shout, I'll shout in my house. If I can't shout in the church, I'll shout in my own house. Whatever. You know. Oh, dang it. If I can't do it without commotion, somebody, I just do it in my own house. I have the right to do what I want in my own house.
Amen.
I ain't got to fight with nobody about their house. I keep order in the house of God, but in my house, I'm the head.
Mm-hmm.
I say, in my own, I'm the head.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord. Yes.
Encourage
yes.
one. Encourage and lift one another.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Give a dose of love to them that need it the most. Let's say, Lord, let's help me give a dose of love to those that need it the most. The
Lord,
love of
God. A dose of love to those that need it the most.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We hopefully with God's grace we'll continue on. We just started this. But let me tell you, when you start something, that the enemy is going to try to resist it, and you have to break through.
Amen.
The prayer.
Amen.
And as that close, I keep reminding us when we had that prayer, Sister Lane and Sister Mary, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
We walk around the church for 5 days a week, and we did this prayer for months. The first 3 months, we had so much resistance from the devil. I mean, he was doing everything to stop us, begin that prayer. I mean, we've been having a problem with the radio network, Brother Nate, where we started because the devil does not want that. Hallelujah.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But we're going to keep on going, saints, because I really appreciate that you women of God had decided to stand together with
Amen.
Brother Nate and myself. I appreciate that
Amen.
Very much.
Amen. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I know I appreciate it. You're very valuable. The other people are valuable because they got their own faith or whatever it is. I'm not condemning them. I'm just saying what we're going to do by faith because
Amen.
The time is short. And we say
Amen.
The time is short. And Satan will do all that he can do.
Amen.
And you know what the angel said after he said that? And message, therefore, come against him.
Come against him. Amen.
Therefore.
Therefore.
That's a command. That's a command, beloved. We've been taking Christ and giving him a command. And then and we heard it, but we just said, oh, that was a nice message.
Mm-hmm.
And let's sit around and wait till the next one comes.
Mm-hmm.
But let us arise.
Amen.
Now, Father,
Amen.
As we close, and we say to all the listeners, we are the Church of Christ with the life message. We appreciate the saints around the world. Unify your faith in Christ. Stand together, overthrow the devil, overthrow the tyrants in your nation, dictators in your nation, anti-God. Stand together and overthrow and cast down the enemy in your nation, the evil in your nation. Let the gospel come and heal your land, heal your children, and
Lord
take a stand and authority over and capture your nation from the devil and over the evil that's over in your government. Take a stand in Christ, seated in Christ, and overthrow the
Lord
devil. Take the drug devil, the drug lords, the communists, the terrorists, cast them down in our Jesus' name. Lord, let the Lord convince them, convict them, and humble them in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you release the double unction upon Brother Nate and release upon him that as John the Baptist, he would cry aloud, and his voice shall be heard in many nations. Brother Kevin Bruce, the name of Jesus, and Josiah Lee, and James Lee, and Emmanuel, and all of them, their voice may be heard. Derek Rogers, wherever, Lord, recover them, and Sister Magda, and Thomas Crockett, and rise in Jesus' name, and Gloria Baker, and lift them up, and open their eyes in the Dees family, in Jesus' mighty miracle name.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We say to you, the Lord rebuke you.
Yes, the Lord rebuke you.
And we close this in Jesus' name, and we hope tomorrow and Brother next week that every year will hear and listen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.